USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Republican-controlled House yesterday passed three annual appropriations bills, but Congress is still headed towards a partial government shutdown. Homeland Security passed 220 to 208, Defense passed 218 to 210, State Department and Foreign Operations passed 216 to 212. A former U.S. Department of Justice prosecutor whose work includes sending people to prison over January 6 has been arrested. Accused of stabbing a Florida man in a road rage fight on a bridge outside Tampa, Florida. Florida Highway Patrol is reporting troopers arrested 38-year-old Patrick Douglas Scruggs on the Howard Franklin Bridge after he allegedly hacked up a 35-year-old man with a pocket knife. Scruggs is accused of smashing through the window and stabbing the other driver multiple times. The victim was taken to the hospital with serious injuries, but is expected to survive. Scruggs was released on a $65,000 surety bond. Elon Musk toured the southern border in Eagle Pass, Texas yesterday and warned some pretty extreme migrants are crossing into the United States as he offered a personal view. Musk, the owner of X, was accompanied by Texas Representative Tony Gonzalez during his visit. Eagle Pass declared a state of emergency last week over the unprecedented arrival of millions of illegal immigrants under President Biden's watch. For decades, researchers have assumed the inevitable. Rechargeable batteries will fail. But researchers at the Department of Energy's Pacific Northwest National Laboratory reported yesterday it's more of a design flaw in the battery. The researchers concluded that minimizing the organic components in the solid electrolyte interface would enable the batteries to have longer, useful life. Today is officially AFL Grand Final Friday for those in the rugby world. We are USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
House lawmakers from the Oversight Committee kicked off the President Joe Biden impeachment inquiry yesterday.
The House Oversight Committee is examining potential improper gains from his son Hunter's foreign business dealings during his vice presidency.
President Biden has lied to the American people about his knowledge of and participation in his family's corrupt business schemes.
Committee Chair James Comer alleges that Biden misused his position for family financial benefit, but Democrat Jamie Raskin of Maryland dismisses it as a baseless and debunked accusation. I'm John Schaefer.
The second Republican presidential debate drew an average of 9.5 million viewers throughout the broadcast on Fox News, streaming channels, and its Spanish language partner Univision. The debate was last night at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. That's northwest of Los Angeles. The advertising gem demographic of adults ages 25 to 54 only measured 1.9 million viewers, according to data from Nielsen Media Research. Many have seen the new entertainment venue in Las Vegas, Nevada, called the Sphere. The round building is 366 feet tall and 516 feet in diameter. It's covered with 160,000 square feet of 16K resolution LED screens. Tonight, the inside opens up with rock band U2 starting a residency there now through December 16th. Lance Pry, USA News.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.